Suddenly, when they look around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. And they were coming down the mountain. He ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead could mean. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, before I start my homily, some meditation on today's Sunday about the liturgy of the readings, I'd like to introduce myself. Probably Father Gary put this information in a bulletin, but I like to say by myself. My name is Father Jan, or John in English, and I'm pastor at Sacred Heart Church in Guelph. I'm a member of the community religious order, Society of Christ. This is a Polish order, and we are working mostly in the U.S., Canada, and Australia, and many places in the world. My brothers and sisters, today's liturgy of the word, especially the gospel, is a beautiful moment when they can meditate on a very important activity of the Christian life. This is a prayer. In the sense of the transfiguration, we have the picture of Jesus moving away from his normal, sometimes very difficult life. He worked the villages and towns and very times, and often his work brought him rejection and misunderstanding. Frequently, those with whom he shared his life did not understand him, appreciated him. So he takes time off. We need sometimes take off. This is why we have Sunday, because we need to take a rest for our spirit, to replenish our spiritual strength. We come to the church in order to strengthen ourselves with listening to God's word, but also nourish our soul with the body of Jesus Christ. This is the main reason why the Sunday is so important day for the Christians. This is not some extra day. This is a holy day when we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ climbed the mountain. He leaves all his troubles behind him, and he settled down to pray. So many times we see in the New Testament, Jesus Christ was praying before the very important moment of his ministry, before he was chosen the 12 apostles, mostly when he prayed before his suffering in the Olive Garden. Many times he spent night and on a mountain to be alone with his Father. What is the prayer? I just ask this question when we have the school mass, and one of the child raised the hand, and she said, the prayer is when we talk to God. Of course, we can talk to God. This is one of the form of the prayer, but it's not everything about the prayer. St. Teresa of Lisieux, she said, for me, the prayer is a search of the heart. It is a simple look turned toward the heaven. It is a cry of the recognition and of the love, embracing both trial and joy. We can pray without the words. St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, he says, when we are not able to express ourselves with the words, Holy Spirit intercede for us with the words beyond our understanding. This is a word, the prayer of the longing, the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Prayer, first of all, is God's gift. This is not my gift. Only when we humbly acknowledge that we do not know how to pray as we ought. And as St. Augustine, he emphasized, man is beggar before God. When we are ready, and when we recognize this status of our human being, we are ready to receive freely the gift of the prayer. The beautiful moment of which explained the matter, the sense of the prayer, is a moment when Jesus Christ was explaining the Samaritan woman in the well that he said thirsting for her, for the water. The wonder of the prayer is revealed beside the well where Jesus came seeking water. Of course, he was not seeking this only physical water. Christ comes to meet every human being. It is he who first seeks us and asks for drink. Give me the water. And Jesus thirsts. He asking arises from the depth of the God's desire for us. Whether we realize or not, prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God first thirsts that we may thirst for him, to be in a dialogue with the relationship. And you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water, he said to Samaritan woman. And she did not understand this statement. My brothers and sisters, paradoxically, our prayers, petitions, is a response to the plea of the living God. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living waters, and hewn out the cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Prayer is the response of the faith to the free promise of the salvation, and also a response of love to the thirst of the only Son of Christ, Jesus Christ. And we see, if we see history of the salvation, we see how the God tirelessly calls each person to this mysterious encounter with himself. Today's first reading is a reading when Abraham was tested. But also this father of our faith shows us how he prayed to the God. The most beautiful moment is when he prayed on behalf of the people of the Sodom and the Gomorrah. And God, he said, if I have find a 50 just person, God said, okay, 40, 30. And he asked for the 10, God asked for the 10 just person. Of course, probably they would not able to find even 10 just person in Sodom and Gomorrah. This city was destroyed. But he prayed on behalf of these people. He wants to save them. My brothers and sisters, the story of the Transfiguration is a good example of the strength we can receive from the prayer while facing the many problems and difficulties of life. The purpose of the Christ ascent was to seek the divine guidance in a quiet prayer. And Jesus also, another purpose was to prepare apostles for the suffering, for the Calvary. They have to remember that Jesus Christ is going to the cross in order to be glorified by his resurrection. My brothers and sisters, if we are get away from the living, have life under the cover of the darkness, and discover what God's plan is for us, we need periods of the peace and tranquility so that God's voice is not crowded out. We living in such a cacophony, such a much noises. God speaks in silence. But this silence can be in my room, my driving to the car, to the job, when I thinking, listening, prayer, maybe the Holy Rosary. We have to make such a space for the God that not everything what we have around is kind of the attacking us. We need a free space when we encounter God with ourselves. And we're standing in the presence of the God. One day, Saint John Ganay, he came to his church and he noticed that one of his parishioners is kneeling in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And he asked him, what are you doing there? And he said, pointing out to the tabernaculum, the Blessed Sacrament, he said, he looks at me, I look at him. Simple explanation of the act of the adoration. One of the most beautiful verbal word prayer is a prayer of our Lord. We express everything what we needed in our life. We have to recognize that God is our Father. Of course, He's not father, not mother, but he's a supreme being from whom we receive our existence. And we recognize in the first sentence, our Father who are in heaven. Next, we recognize his supreme being, and also we ask to follow his holy will. It is not easy one. Sometimes it's very difficult. People complain many times, why happens to me? Of course, sometimes happens to us. But we have to remember that sometimes the difficult moment of my life is a blessed moment, because it's a turning point to recognize that something better can happen in our life. One of the bishops said, so many suffering is wasted today. For us Christians, our pain, suffering, we should to connect with the suffering of Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ suffered in order to achieve his final glorification through the resurrection. We say in English, no pain, no gain. Simple explanation. In order to become the doctor, I have to sacrifice many years of the studies, hard studies. In order to become the priest, also it is a lot of work, a lot of studies, and a lot of prayer. I tell you one example in my personal life. I, from many years, perspective of the years, I am thanks to God for the some suffering in my life. Not maybe big suffering, but when I was kind of the 17, 18 years old, I got some sickness of my lungs. I was complaining, oh my God, why I have a young person have to do this, have to suffer this. And, you know, I think it was a God blessing, because I recognize fragility of our human existence. We're not able to be master of everything. We can plan whatever we can able, but in the final analysis, God is a master of our life, not me, not you. God is my Lord. We recognize this. And for me, it was a beautiful moment, blessed moment, but not beautiful moment, to recognize that some destiny of my life is different than I was thinking. And my brothers and sisters, sometimes it always happened that the more we come to know God, the better we come to know ourselves. The prayer is being in the presence of the God, listening to him, and experiencing his strength in our moment of through the life. In your parish, you have beautiful chapel of the adoration. It's an excellent, wonderful things to have in a parish. We have our parish because we don't have such a location, but we have every week adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. But they say, many it is a research, every parish who has adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, they have their special graces. Because the people come to the living presence of Christ. We can pray, but in this moment, we adore. What is adoration? Adoration is the highest moment of the worship of their God. I not adore my dog, my wife, my husband, myself, but I can adore only God. Because this world is restricted only for the supreme being, to the God. If some people say, adore you, this is the false worship of some God. It's not proper word for the human being. And my brothers and sisters, prayers help us to see the world through the eye of the God. Of course, while it does not remove or take away our problems, it helps us to face this problem with the courage. We are on the road to the Calvary and are constantly tested by disappointments, trials on the way. Christ promised a heavenly future to all willing to share the hardship on that pathway. Through Christ to the resurrection, we profess this faith in every Eucharist. We proclaim your death and your resurrection until you come again. This is our basic truth. When the St. Paul was wrote the, all this fragment of the New Testament, he says, Jesus Christ died according to the Scriptures, and Jesus Christ is risen according to the Scriptures. This I have received, and we received this gift from our ancestors. We're living in the church. Church is a history of the 2,000 years, but it's a big family all over the world. People living and deceased. The church is not only here on earth, but also we have a connection with those persons who died. We pray for them. But also those who are receiving the fullness of the grace, salvation, they pray for each one of us. We are connected in a spiritual way. My brothers and sisters, but also we call to share our faith with others. Our faith is strengthened by prayer, but also this is not only for ourselves. We're receiving the faith from our family, father, and mothers, who just gave us as a precious gift. My brothers and sisters, Jesus was praying as a beloved son who came into this world to fulfill the will of his heavenly father. It's very interesting. These words, listen to him, he is my beloved son. Second time we can listen this same almost words when Jesus Christ was baptized. He is my beloved son. Listen to him. My brothers and sisters, to know the will of the Father is never easy and can only be achieved if you become the people of the prayer. Because by the prayer is our admission of the dependence on the God's friendship and his will. And we cannot live fully life without his grace and his help. When we pray, we talk to God and we express our deepest desire, our hope, and our worries. And he is our best friend who listens, understands, shows concerns, and accepts us fully as we are. Anytime we spend on a prayer, we strengthen our friendship with the God who gives us the courage to calm face and troubles of the life. This is why we come to the church. It's the highest form of the prayer. It's our worship of the God. We not only pray, but we just receiving him in a sacramental way to our hearts. He teaches us by his words. What it says, church, the Sunday Eucharist is a summit of our church whole activities, from which we give it the strength to carry out our own individual activities. This is a heart when we receive the strength to carry on our mission. Many Christians show us how to pray every day. Martyrs, confessors, pastors, virgins, all of them be people of the deep prayer. And let us turn to this moment of the Transfiguration. The disciples who accompanied Jesus are so caught up in this whole beautiful atmosphere. They want to stay in this moment, keep the moment as long as possible. And Peter says, let us build the tents for one of the Moses, Elijah, and for the others. But suddenly they see the Jesus standing there as he was before, tired, prone to stress, as a also human being. Then it dawns on them that they have to go back down to the mountain, back to their ordinary life, to daily life living. It was a difficult lesson for these three disciples, but it also one we have all to learn. We, my brothers and sisters, we need to get away from time to time. We all need to experience God in prayer. This is very important, but it is also important to remember where our lives are lived. They are not lived in some spiritual only atmosphere, some outside of the world. They are lived in our ordinary world. They are lived often in difficult domestic, social, and work situation. We need also affirmation. Jesus was affirmed. This is my beloved son. How wonderful when the parent says, "You, my beloved daughter, my son, I love you." Simple words. But they have a deep meaning. We are loved by God. Doesn't matter who we are, whether nationality, culture, our background. The challenge of the Christian life is to live in here and now. It is to realize that in our ordinary world, this is a possibility for the real holiness. It is about the believing that God is interested in us all times, and that He is with us all times, and that He will never forsake us. He invites us to recognize His will and unconditional love in prayer, and keep our feet firmly on the ground, knowing that we can walk toward holiness through the ordinary and everyday things.